Hello and welcome again to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth, the go-to podcast where curiosity meets dentistry, straight from the experts. I'm Jan and I'm chatting to Dr. Clifford Udelman from OptiSmile. We take a nice deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. So whether you're looking to brighten that smile of yours or protect your wallet, we've got you covered with practical advice and also the latest insights. So stick around and join us as we uncover the secrets to maintaining both your dental health and also your finances. A big welcome to you once again, Dr. Clifford Udelman.
Hi, thanks. Yes, thanks for having me on. I hope you had a great week and very excited about today's episode. We did mention last week we were going to talk about Invisalign versus traditional braces.
So, Doctor, what are the main differences between Invisalign and traditional braces?
So, I'm very biased that OptiSmile, we only do Invisalign clear aligners. We do occasionally send patients to the orthodontist for traditional braces. The obvious thing is visibility and aesthetics. Invisalign aligners are clear, virtually invisible, and they're very discreet. Traditional braces are more noticeable, obviously, which is a concern for some patients. Comfort and irritation. Invisalign aligners are smooth and they genuine Invisalign are cut above the gum line. Unlike some of the copy aligners which cover the gum line, the genuine Invisalign do not irritate your gum at all. And traditional braces with brackets and wires can definitely cause discomfort and often require adjustments. Maintenance and cleaning. Invisalign aligners are removable, allowing for easier cleaning of the aligners and the teeth. And the braces are, you can spend an hour cleaning your teeth and still not get all the plaque off. I think a lot of people are familiar with that. And of course, we love eating. And with Invisalign, there's no food restrictions. You take them out, you eat, you rinse your mouth, you give them a quick brush, depending on time of day. You only really have to give them a good brush first thing in the morning and at night. After lunch, you can just rinse your mouth. Traditional braces, you're always getting food stuck in them. And every time you eat anything, it's a whole big to-do to keep them clean. And so from that point of view, there's a very big difference. And Invisalign is generally much, much quicker than braces, which we can talk about a little bit later.
And in terms of costs, Doctor, how do the costs of Invisalign compare with traditional braces?
So as we were starting to talk about last week, Invisalign, the initial cost, Invisalign tends to have a higher initial cost due to the advanced technology and the customization involved. And of course, I wouldn't say the dentist or orthodontist is the middleman, but it's an imported product in South Africa, which makes it more expensive in South Africa than maybe if you were in New York. Traditional braces can be more affordable upfront, and depending on the orthodontist, they might charge you quite a bit extra for adjustments and repairs. When it comes to insurance coverage, or medical aid, should I say, they cover both Invisalign and traditional braces. Generally, if you've got orthodontic cover for braces, they should pay the same towards your Invisalign, which can help, but you need to check with your medical aid. The long-term value, so Invisalign is more predictable, there's fewer emergency visits, and for a lot of people, it's got a better long-term value. There are ways to do Invisalign where we monitor virtually, we'll talk about that, where you only need to see the dentist, if not every month. In some cases, you can go every 2 or 3 months where you use a special app to track, which uses AI. For most cases in South Africa, you can get financing for traditional braces. If you're going to have braces on for 18 months or 2 years, the dentist might charge you $3,000 a month. Most places in South Africa that do genuine Invisalign don't offer payment plans. at OptiSmile, we do have a number of different flexible payment plans. It can still be quite expensive. You can pay anywhere from 5,000 to 8,000 rand a month over a course of treatment, depending on, you know, how it's broken up. So there's no way around it. Invisalign is more expensive, and the cheaper alternate South African copycat ones on the surface can appear less expensive, but I can assure people that it doesn't do what Invisalign does. And there are a lot of hidden costs that one needs to ask about when it comes to having to scan again at the end and get more and more and more aligners. And they actually charge quite a bit for these additional aligners. We just saw a patient from Stellenbosch who had one of these other copycat aligner systems. And he's been going for a long time. He could only change his aligners every 2 weeks. With Invisalign, it's every week. And he's not finished yet. And we thought we would get a quote from that lab and get some more aligners for him. And to get 13 more aligners, they wanted to charge us 26,000 Rand, which is before we even add any of our own fees on there.
Sure.
And for what he needs, the actual manufacturer of Invisalign would actually be a little bit less than that for more aligners, because we get special, we're a top Invisalign provider in South Africa, and we get special terms from Invisalign. So you always want to check out your options properly. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Always do your research before you do this. You know, I think that's very, very important. Doctor, we touched on it briefly in last week's podcast, but perhaps you could elaborate a bit. What are the aesthetic benefits of Invisalign?
So it's discreet. They clear, nearly invisible. You can straighten your teeth without drawing attention. It's especially appealing to adults and older teens. You know, you'd think that a 12 or 13 or 14-year-old wouldn't worry about braces. Now that they know, the kids watch TikTok and YouTube and that, and they know that Invisalign is available, they're not so keen. It used to be that kids really wanted braces, but now we're seeing it's the opposite. It's not always that affordable. If you've got two or three kids and they all need teeth straightening, you know, those are the cases we tell parents, yeah, maybe you need to go and get traditional braces. This is going to cost a small fortune for three of them. And often mom wants it and dad wants it. So if people can afford it, we're there for them. But a lot of the time it can be someone who had braces and their teeth have now gone crooked again because they weren't wearing their retainers and they just need 14 aligners. It's not that expensive. They're in their mid-20s or 30s, and they just want them straight again. It's a confidence boost because during treatment, you don't have railway tracks. You can smile and speak freely with Invisalign in your mouth. When you smile in photos, you really can't see them. And it's really good in professional settings. People can wear them on Zoom meetings. You can wear them in meetings as long as you're not eating. The invisibility of the aligners reduces your self-consciousness when you're in these meetings or personal, you know, when you're going out with your friends. I know I love Invisalign so much, I sound like a salesperson, and I think, in fact, I am.
It's nice to know that you can't really see it on photos, you know, because, you know, in the older days with those train tracks, as some of the children called it at school, you know, it was difficult. Everybody could see that you had braces. But how does the comfort level of Invisalign compare with braces?
So that's a very good question. Thank you for asking. So basically, is a smooth surface. Invisalign is smooth plastic. The braces, I think everyone's familiar, can cause discomfort with the metal brackets and wires. There's fewer adjustments. In fact, you just change your aligners generally weekly, and they push on the teeth a tiny, tiny bit in the correct direction, 0.2 of a millimeter. When you go to the orthodontist to adjust traditional braces, I'm not exaggerating. I've never had braces myself, but people tell me that it can be extremely sore for a few days every time they get a new spring or elastic or a new wire. the ease of use. Patients can remove Invisalign when eating and cleaning, which we've spoken about, and the braces, you know, are stuck there. And there's less discomfort. Basically, the aligners shift the teeth very gradually, less overall discomfort compared to the abrupt adjustments of the braces. And they've done study after study to show that there's less pain and soreness with Invisalign.
So, doctor, just to make sure, can Invisalign address all the same issues that traditional braces can?
So there's a very large range of treatment that's effective for treating things like crowding, spacing, overbites, underbites, crossbites. There are some extremely complex cases, which are few and far between, that may still require traditional braces to get the best results. There are cases we've seen just recently. I had a teenager where they'd left it a bit late and his canine or eye teeth were stuck up in the palate, and he had to have surgery to expose these, and the surgeon attaches a little gold chain onto those, and then they need to be attached to something fixed like braces and wires. There are ways to do that with Invisalign using something called TADs, temporary anchorage devices, which I won't get into now. We're exploring that as an added option at OptiSmile so that we can treat even a broader range. But for most things, the Invisalign can do a lot more than what most dentists or orthodontists realize. Some of the limitations are just jaw alignment issues that, like we mentioned, sometimes pre-surgical, if someone's going to be having jaw surgery to correct quite a large deformity, although now Invisalign is the more popular choice for pre-surgical orthodontics, the best is to have a consultation with an orthodontist or a very experienced dentist to decide on the best option, and not to try and make that up yourself. You have to be sure, though, as far as I've seen, if it is a complex issue, the only orthodontic system with clear aligners that has all of the patents and the technology that could do something like this would be Invisalign. The other copycat aligners don't stand a chance. They usually, you know, will work okay for the what we call the social six, the six front teeth. They don't move back teeth around. There's I haven't looked into them again lately, but as far as I've seen, they don't do very much compared to Invisalign. You might be better off with braces if you can't get genuine Invisalign.
Okay. And in terms of maintenance, what is the maintenance like for Invisalign compared to braces?
Well, Invisalign, it's a breeze. You just basically just brush them under cool water. You can soak them in a special cleaning solution. It's not always necessary, as long as you know, when you pop them out, you don't leave saliva, you just give them a quick rinse. You make sure you don't have a lot of food on your teeth, you pop them back in. We give you a thing called a chewy, a little sort of like a mini pool noodle, a little piece of polystyrene that you chew on it to sort of push them in. And it's very, very convenient. You get a little carry case. It's quite easy. Braces, I think we've spoken about even in the last podcast, it's very time consuming. Yeah, oral hygiene is a lot more difficult with the braces. It's obvious that the aligners are much more convenient, and the follow-up visits, there's no emergencies with Invisalign, whereas braces, there's often emergency visits for broken brackets, springs that have popped off, wires that have broken. There's nothing like that with Invisalign. You can travel overseas, you take your aligners with you. If you're going to be away for 3-4 weeks, you just make sure the dentist has given you your next 3 or 4 weeks of aligners. Whereas with braces, if you're not getting them constantly adjusted, they stop working really. And it's a very start-stop thing.
Yeah, Invisalign is sounding like the much better option at this stage. But how do eating habits differ between Invisalign and braces?
Yeah, so Yeah, you pop them out, you eat what you want, you have a rinse or you brush, you pop them back in. It's really a no-brainer. So they say braces, you can't eat sticky things, hard things, things that get stuck. You can damage your brackets and wires. Yeah, I mean, ease of eating, obviously, Invisalign's a winner. Oral hygiene, we just spoke about. The dietary flexibility, I think it speaks for itself.
Okay, and what do your patients say about their experiences with Invisalign versus braces?
So that's a great question, because a lot of our patients that come for Invisalign had braces when they were younger, and then the retainer wire popped off, or the orthodontist removed the braces too early and their teeth have shifted. So a lot of them have had braces before, and they swear they would never get it done again because of all the things we've mentioned. And then they get Invisalign and they absolutely love it. I know it sounds like I'm selling it. I am. Patients love it. Invisible. Yeah. They feel more confident. A lot of them that have had braces on themselves and their teeth are nice and straight, and they appreciate the 2 or 3 or 4 years that they had their braces, and now they've got teenagers and kids, they're the ones that bring people and they say, there's no way I'll put braces on my kid. Please tell me about Invisalign. I've been saving up my whole life. Since little Johnny was born, I knew he was going to have crooked teeth like me. So I've put away a small fortune and here I am. Please do Invisalign, because I couldn't let him suffer like I did.
And now that you mention the kids, any age restrictions or recommendations for Invisalign versus braces?
Well, it used to be that we couldn't treat the younger kids, but now, as long as the 6-year molars are in and the 4 front teeth top and bottom, what's called mixed dentition, we've got Invisalign phase 1 or Invisalign for kids. And we actually like to treat them very early like that at that stage to prevent the problems from getting worse. And a lot of time, then there's a delay. We do maybe 3-4 months or a little bit longer of early treatment. Then we keep them in a Invisalign type retainer that's got space for the permanent teeth, that guides the permanent teeth into place. And then they might do a short course of Invisalign later on when all the permanent teeth are in at 12 or 13. And then they're done. They don't ever have to have braces. So that's fantastic. We've only been able to do that treatment. It's been available for a long time overseas, but wasn't available in South Africa. It's now been available since last year in March. We are seeing more and more kids. I'm friendly with an orthodontist in Johannesburg who he's told me last time I spoke to him, he's done about 50 kids like that just in the last year. He gets a lot of referrals from other dentists. And he does 99% Invisalign. He doesn't do a lot of braces. The growing teeth, you know, when the kids are growing, it's ideal. It works really quickly. All kinds of teens. There's no limitation on teens. And for adults, I think it's obvious they much prefer Invisalign for the aesthetic advantages. It's a lot quicker. Yeah, look, and people worry about compliance, that the kids are not going to wear the Invisalign, you know, they can take it out as soon as they get to school. But we don't see that. The kids, especially even the younger ones, they're very good at wearing their Invisalign. And Invisalign now, if you're worried about compliance with a teenager, maybe a 14-year-old boy, you can put these little blue dots into the plastic of compliance indicator. And if he's not wearing it, the color, it won't fade. And they come in and they say they've been wearing it for a week and it's still deep blue, and it shows that they're not telling the truth. So, you know, you can run, but you can't hide.
And then, doctor, finally, what should patients consider when choosing between Invisalign and traditional braces?
Obviously, budget and financing. Compare the cost of Invisalign to traditional braces, including the consultation fees, the treatment costs, the follow-up visits. Look at all your financing options. We're introducing a special payment plan, a new payment plan at OptiSmile, where you can pay on your credit card and they'll deduct your monthly payments with no interest. So that's very interesting. It's called Flow. There's the complexity of the case. Sometimes you may just decide that braces is better for you. Although, like I said, there are very few cases that Invisalign can't treat, and it's often much quicker. Lifestyle and convenience, you have to decide, is your lifestyle, your oral hygiene, you know, what you're allowed to eat and not allowed to eat, is that more important to you than how much it's going to cost you if all other things are equal? And then, you know, maybe you got hours in the day to clean your brackets and your elastics. Maybe you don't mind spending a lot of time cleaning the braces. And the last one, which, you know, is most obvious, is aesthetic preferences. You know, how important is it to you? If you're already embarrassed about having crooked teeth, or you're very shy, and over the first 6, 8, 10 weeks, the teeth can already be straight and you've got clear aligners in, your confidence just increases. But if you put brackets and wires on, you'll probably end up being even more embarrassed or don't want to smile in Zoom meetings, because now you not only have crooked teeth, but now they've got metal on them. And it's you're telling the world, you know, I hate my smile, I'm straightening it. So, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. If the main concern is self-esteem and so on, I think Invisalign clear aligners would be the winner, hands down. I can't see people feeling more confident with braces. Maybe when it's over and everything looks straight and neat and nice, for sure, but not during the, yeah. I mean, a lot of times we do 20 aligners, 20 weeks, that we know an orthodontist might spend a year or 18 months doing the same thing.
That's incredible. I don't know about you, but I'm totally sold on Invisalign right now. And that wraps up today's episode of Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth. Dr. Uleman, thank you so much once again.
Thank you. I really love talking about Invisalign, as you can tell. And if anyone is interested, they can book a free video consultation with me. They can WhatsApp me on the website at optismile.co.za. I'm in Stellenbosch every Wednesday to do Invisalign in Stellenbosch at Dorp Street Dental. We have an association with them. They're specialists in that practice. And I'm your Invisalign guy in that Winelands region. And yeah, we get patients from all over the Western Cape. Stellenbosch is a little bit more convenient rather than coming into Sea Point. And yeah, look, until you actually find out if it's for you or what one can do, you'll just always be wondering. So make that call when you're ready. Yeah,
exactly. Thank you so much again, Dr. Uleman. And also remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights with this podcast, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more enlightening discussions. Join us again next week as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Uleman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.